On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the USA show Suits, actor Patrick Adams. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm well. Thanks for coming by. So first off, congratulations. Just got married.
Thank you.
How long ago now?
December 10th, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And we went on a month-long honeymoon, so it's all
wow,
kind of just
well,
like...
Wow, month long.
Yeah, we did a big one.
I, too, got married in December, but have yet to go on a honeymoon.
You didn't do it.
It's been 6 years.
6 years.
7 years. Oh, my God.
You're
something
busy,
like that.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, yeah. She's not complaining at the moment, but we do little quick little getaways.
Mm-hmm.
But how'd you meet your wife?
We met 8 years ago now. We were doing a play down at the Geffen Theater in Westwood.
I, too, met at a play.
Did you?
Yeah, we're on the same program right here.
Oh, didn't you get married on December 10th?
December... God, I should know this. Wait a minute.
It was first.
December 1st.
Yeah.
Thank you. December 1st. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Wow, the one female in the room said, wow. Yeah, I know. I know it was in December. I know
it was I got you.
Clearly, she quarterbacked that whole deal and handled
Courtney's
that.
Out of the studio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get reminded.
But you
so.
Met doing a play? You doing
we
a
met
play
doing a play. We were in Broadway.
What play were you doing?
In New York, we were doing a Chorus Line.
Oh, cool.
We were doing a musical. What play were you guys doing?
We were doing something called Equivocation. It was like a Shakespeare. It was a play about Shakespeare writing a play.
Right, a straight play.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice. Good for you, man. So, so she's an actress, I'm assuming.
She's an actress. She's on Pretty Little Liars, a show called Pretty Little Liars.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Just wrapping up now. She's finished shooting it, but it's in its last season.
Yeah, well, what's her name, then?
Troyan Belisario.
Oh, great lesson. I have an Italian girl.
Yeah, well, there
we
you
have
go.
A lot of a, we have a lot of
are you the same person?
Yeah, we might be.
Well, you know this. He's got good taste.
Yeah.
Good taste and good good timing. So wait, where'd you go for a month?
We were all over. We went to Sydney for a second to go hang out with some of her family that's there. And then we went to Fiji for about a week and then Bali for about 12 days or 13 days.
That's like the ultimate honeymoon vacation. Right
They're not very close to each other either. When we were planning the trip, we were like, yeah, it's all over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It'll be Fiji and then Bali, it'll be fine.
Just
and then when we actually got on the planes, we were like, oh, these are 10 hours apart.
Whoa.
This is like two, you know, United States between these places.
You better really like each other. On those trips.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And your wedding had a camping theme? Is that
Yeah,
true?
We did a, we called the wedding Fort Day because that was what we called our anniversary. Our first date was a, I built a pillow fort in my apartment because we were both doing the play and we were exhausted. So I built this sort of, we called it the Fort Day and that ended up being the day that we, you know, got together. And so every year we celebrate that on our anniversary and we happen to get married on our anniversary of being together. We're just trying to compact all the days into one memorable day so I don't have to remember anymore.
Right.
And we just had a big camping wedding. We had like 75 tents. We had 200 people and everybody just came and spent 3 days there. We had like an Airstream that was turned into a sauna. And,
oh, what a trip.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
man. And kids eventually, not at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. Love kids. Not at the moment. I need a year just to figure it
out. Enjoy the wedding. I mean, enjoy the marriage.
Exactly.
Because it changes everything.
I bet.
For the better, by the way.
You lose a lot of time, I hear.
Well, you know, it changes. A lot of time for your own, about yourself, but the time that's replaced with your kids is...
I'm still a child, so I got to figure out how to move.
So am I. I'm like playmates with my kids. So it works out well.
Yeah.
So let's talk Suits. It recently returned after a few months off. Now, where did we last leave off with the characters and with you?
I was in prison last season, so my character, who had been telling a lie for many, many years and hiding, finally had to face the music and go to prison. And so for 10 episodes, I was shooting in a tiny little cell. And at the end of that, we saw him get out. So these back 6 episodes have just picked up where I'm finally out of prison and getting to try and figure out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
Oh, so you pick up exactly where you left off.
Right,
where did you guys shoot the show?
Up in Toronto, where I'm from, actually.
Oh, that worked out nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And the whole time it's been shot there, huh?
Yeah, we've been there since day one. We did the pilot in New York, actually, but the rest of it's been in Toronto.
Mom and dad still up there?
No, my mom's there a little bit. Dad lives in Vancouver. Everybody's sort of spread out all over the place.
Right, right. But that's cool. You have a lot of friends there.
Yeah,
obviously.
High
you get
school
to hang
friends.
Out.
Yeah.
Now, the show's always been a big hit on cable.
Yeah, it's done well.
What do you think about the show, it connecting with the audiences? Why do you think it resonates?
I think it's the characters, and I think it's we all really get along, you know, and I'm sure you know when you really get along with people and you work together that
across.
Well, it comes across naturally on the screen. And I think people, you know, you're in their living rooms every week. You become a part of their family. So once you've made that connection with people, I just think that they're in it for the long haul. And luckily we've got a group of really, really stellar people, really talented, really good, good people who work hard to make the show amazing. And I think that just comes across.
Yeah, it's been paying off.
Yeah.
I hear you have a passion for photography.
I do. True? Yeah, I take a lot of photos.
Yeah. Just a hobby or something you've been actively doing?
Something I was always doing when I was growing up, but I didn't really know why. And then as Instagram and that sort of thing became more popular, there was an avenue for me to just be taking pictures.
What do you like to take pictures of?
I love traveling. So, I mean, right now there's a ton of stuff on there from our honeymoon. A lot of stuff of Troyan. She gets photographed quite a bit. I'm like one of the few actors that just can't take a selfie for the life of me. So
I just can't do it.
No, there's no selfie on there, which I think much to the chagrin of fans of the show, they're like, why don't you ever take a picture of yourself? But I'm much more interested in taking pictures of Troyan. And
so you just don't like taking pictures of yourself, period.
I just don't like pictures of myself.
You don't like pictures of yourself, really?
I don't like them at all. How do you like you?
So we found the difference between the two of you.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid. Oh yeah, there's pictures everywhere of me.
Hey.
No, here's what I will say about the selfie. Because people always want to take a picture, or if you want to take a picture of something, it's so much more convenient than asking someone, "Hey, can you take a picture?"
Yeah.
Then you got to make sure they know what they're doing.
Yes.
They can cut you out of the frame. You get yourself in it. Boom! It's quick and efficient. I like the efficiency of the selfie.
It's a good point. You make a good point.
And
what I will say is that when people want to take pictures on the street, they see me and they go, "Oh, can we take a picture?" Then I want the selfie because I want to be in control of the photo because I know that I will take.
Because
I've seen what other people take.
Right.
It's like, no. So at least I can see how it is and then pass it along.
Yeah.
But other than that, if I'm just alone, eating my breakfast, I don't need to take a picture of myself.
Yeah, no. As opposed to the gentleman on your right, our producer, he's the selfie king.
Look at my Instagram and look at his.
He's the king of the half selfie, and he loves himself.
Does he have a selfie mouth? You know, everybody has the mouth they do.
No.
He's got
just a blank look. It's a blank look. Emotionless.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's its own thing. Yeah.
That way I keep it mysterious.
Mysterious. Well, I want to put you on the spot real quick.
Okay.
Patrick, quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Sounds good.
Go-to karaoke song.
Don't Stop Believing.
Okay, a little Journey classic.
Mm-hmm.
First show on your DVR, other than Suits.
Oh, I just got a new DVR. I just set it up. And then there was one thing I put on there. And what was it? I think it was John Oliver. But it hasn't even started
this week,
yet.
Tonight?
And the SAG Awards.
Okay.
not a sexy answer.
All right.
And it hasn't yet been watched yet. So that's something.
You got some catching up then.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Jessica Alba.
Good taste.
Flipper.
Was she in Flipper?
She was in Flipper.
I thought you meant your crush was Flipper.
No. You go further back. You get to Flipper.
What was the original TV show?
Yes.
The original TV show was in the 60s or something.
No.
Oh,
yes,
no.
That was the original TV show.
There was a film.
There was a film, and she was in the film.
Oh, okay. The film. Yeah, well, the TV show was in the 60s. The film, yes, they did another.
Flipper and Idle Hands.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Idle Hands.
Yes, wow. Okay, see, I just remember seeing her first at that. She had a series, Dark Angel, wasn't it?
I remember Dark Angel, that was already, she was already.
She had already blown
well up. Established
well
by
established.
That point.
Really?
Yeah, I bought stock in Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Flipper.
She was like a ghoul.
Early on. Maybe a little young, actually. Might be uncomfortable.
What was your very first car?
VW Golf. I loved her. She was good to me.
she hung in there, huh?
Yeah. Cost me $10,000. It's the best money I ever spent.
Oh, that's a good deal right there. Mm-hmm. Who do you cast to play you in your life story?
At the end of my life or now?
Right now, from this moment. It's a memoir, let's say, not a life story.
Tom Hardy. I'd love to see what he would do. I mean, he would not. I mean, he's so much more dangerous than me, so I just want him to play me so I'll seem more dangerous.
Yes, that's great casting.
Yeah.
I want him to play me.
Yeah.
That's great casting.
And
he
could play all of us.
He could pull it off.
Acting machine.
Well, listen, you can watch Suits Wednesdays on USA, and you can follow him on Twitter at Half Adams. Were you a wrestler? Or explain the Half Adams.
It was a high school nickname that caught on, and then it became a handle online.
What's the origin?
And then,
what's the origin, though?
I don't think that's
you only showed up school
not
half
appropriate
the time.
For radio.
Oh, no, you got to tell
we
us.
Can
come
bleep
on.
It. We can bleep it.
Or give us a PG version.
No, it's not. I'm actually trying to remember what it was. It was. It's also that I'm half Adams. That's my dad was that half of my life, and my mom's last name was Marsh, and my dad was the more creative, storyteller guy. So that became that. But there was another reason.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a genuine reason.
Yeah, I can't go there. Oh, now until next time, let me find a way
to put this.
You got to bring me back.
You got to come back tomorrow.
Okay.
On with Mario Lopez.